worst I've seen.
What's going on?
Oh, the humanity.
This is insane.
I'm in fear for my safety.
Look at it.
Five.
It's coming this way.
I can't believe it's come to this.
Four.
Is anybody hurt?
Somebody do something.
Make it stop.
Three.
I can't look away.
No. No.
Get out of the way.
Two.
Get down.
Take cover.
It's here. It's here.
And now, we bring you your weekly waste of time, featuring Crisco.
We can mix some sweet rat poison into that, and we'll all have a great time.
It's Mickey.
Now I'm going to leave the room. That's what's going to happen.
And Lazy E.
We can finish each other's sentences. Damn it.
It's the best mistake ever made. Welcome to a freak accident.
Let's go!
When Phil Collins was singing about feeling it calling in the air tonight...
Oh, my God.
This is what he was talking about. This podcast right here.
Wow.
Yeah.
It gets worse.
Wow, it is. Wow, it's a mind-blowing thing to realize.
I don't know.
Welcome to A Freak Accident. I am the host. My name is Crisco, and I am slowly just being consumed by reality. I am wasting away, so I may not be here much longer.
Oh, no. I need to know about this. I'm the Peter Gabriel to his Phil Collins.
Yes.
I'm Lazy E.
That is Lazy E. And, of course, we also have our third arm, Mickey, on the show, too. Hi, Mickey. How you doing today?
I'm not sure I'm enjoying the references.
Wouldn't she be our sixth arm?
Arm? Oh, yeah.
We're not paraplegics.
Well, if the show is like...
Sure?
Maybe.
If the show is a biomechanical organism, you would be the right hand, I would be the left, just because I'm awkward and weird, and I don't know why I'm necessarily here.
Okay.
And Mickey would be the third arm, which is like going out
Can
the
I
back.
Can I just be the third leg?
Why would you be the... You'd be the first leg. We only have two arms.
She's the third arm. No, she's the weird appendage growing out the back, the extra one.
I don't like where this is going.
Well, it's like we swallowed a twin at some point, and it's like its body parts are, though, still growing outside of us.
If you'd like to see more about our podcast, afreakaccident.com.
I think they know all that they need to know, though, from listening to these couple seconds. But yeah, afreakaccident.com. Send us an email, freaks@afreakaccident.com. You can send us your problems if you're dealing with an issue in your life. We give great advice.
In fact, what do we call it?
If you got a problem,
we'll solve it.
That is true. You can choose to remain anonymous, too. We won't mention who you are. That's fine. Just make sure to say that. But if you leave your address in the email that you send us, whether it's for a problem or for anything, if you're just, you know, sending us an email to compliment us about how awesome we are, leave your address and we will mail you a free sticker from our show just for being involved, because we would love to hear from you. And so I mentioned the email, I mentioned the website, which is afreakaccident.com. Again, don't forget, when you're at that website, you can click connect, and we've got links in there where you can find us everywhere on social media, so you can come interact with us throughout the week. Again, we would love to hear from you. Don't forget, if you're enjoying this show and you continue to enjoy it, subscribe on iTunes and you can enjoy it every week. Auto delivery. And while you're there, leave us a good review to help us climb the charts. And don't forget, if you're an Android user, you feel left out, you're like, I don't have iTunes.
What do I do?
Google Play Music. We can be found on there as well, or in any of the podcast apps, wherever podcasts are downloaded.
We're pretty much everywhere.
We are all over the place. We are above you, inside you, all around you. We could be found any place in the world. It's a freak accident.
And now you're just making it weird.
Yeah. That's what I do. I make things weird and awkward. You should know by now. How long have we known each other? Quite a bit of time now.
Thought we had that under control.
No.
When did you think that?
Especially not now. Especially not with what I'm going through this current week. Lazy E was concerned about my little intro there.
Yeah, I need to know what's going on with you, man.
Well, I'm on a diet.
Oh, boy.
Oh,
yeah.
God. I've been through this road.
Yes, you have. In fact, in the time I've known you, Lazy E, you've been skinny, fat, skinny, fat, skinny, and fat.
I'm kind of regulated now. I think I've regulated myself. I'm eating healthy, but I used to go on diets where I watched my sugar, salt intake. I mean, I was down to like the microcosm of what I was eating and running and lifting, and it was pretty much bland.
Right now, you're like kind of in the middle. You're between skinny and fat. You're scat.
Yeah. Oh, I'm the scat man.
No, I just kicked that door open. Sorry.
Yeah,
I if I have to do math to eat my food, there's problems.
I did. I had to. I pulled out a calculator. I didn't do math.
Here's the thing. I've never had to. This is the first time in my life I've ever watched what I eat. I've ever been on any kind of diet. Although I guess like back in the day when I was doing athletics hardcore and everything else, I was on like a high protein diet.
You're 27. Don't use back in the day.
There was a day that was back, though, in my time.
Yeah.
I'm old enough at this point, I could divide my life almost in thirds if you go by 10 years, by decades. So it's sort of like, I can do back in the day, sure.
Almost.
Anyway, when I was heavy into athletics, I was on like a high protein diet, and I was eating like a lot of calories because I was exercising 3 to 5 hours every single day. But
now you're just heavy.
Right, yeah. And well, the problem is like then I never used to watch what I ate, though. I still ate cheeseburgers. I still ate pizza, drank soda. It didn't matter.
Because you were doing the exercise to make up for it.
Right, and I'm saying that's been the problem. I got sedentary after I left school. Even in college, I was still running around campus and everything else, running to and from class. After that, you start working. I got sedentary, didn't exercise as much. So eating that stuff, the burgers, the pizza, the soda, it caught up to me. And I've got about 20 pounds worth of stuff around the midsection that I need to get rid of. So I decided to go on a diet to try and help help get the train moving again. And I've been more active. I've been like walking and running and exercising more. So
just get a dog. You'll be fine.
Well, yeah, because you have to walk the dog.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So what does this diet entail? Like, what are you missing? What are you not eating?
It's the South Beach diet.
Okay, I've heard of this.
It's not no carb. It's low carb, but it's replacing, there's no bad carbs. So it's like getting bad carbs out, putting good carbs in. The few carbs that I can have are good carbs. It's also like no sugars, no starches. So
that's no beer.
No alcohol, no bread. No potatoes, you know, like anything. No fruit, because there's sugar in fruit. Can't have fruit. So it's like a lot of vegetables, lean meats, chicken, fish, things like that. And I feel like I'm a bird, or I'm an herbivore, or some kind of dinosaur that only ate leaves.
So what's it like living in hell?
It's not fun. I really miss beer, and I really miss bread.
What about snacking?
Yeah, I miss just going to grab a bag of chips and eating it whenever I wanted to.
Yeah, that's the painful part.
Yeah.
You sit there and there's always that last bag that you didn't throw out, and you're just looking at it and you're going, well, it'll go bad if I don't eat it.
I mean, I could still snack, but now a snack is like broccoli and hummus as opposed to like...
Don't knock hummus.
Hummus is pretty good. I'll give that to you. But it's not like I can't go grab a fistful of cookies out of the cookie jar or anything like that. That would have been a snack. Now a snack is broccoli and hummus.
Do you
a walk.
Yeah, snack on a walk. Do you ever do the ants on a log? Remember when you were a kid, you put the peanut butter, you put the raisins on the, what is it, celery?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've had those.
That's a good one.
I don't know if I can have that because the peanut butter...
You get the healthy peanut butter.
Yeah, the healthy peanut butter, which isn't really peanut butter. It's something that looks like peanut butter, right?
Wait,
no,
what?
No, it's natural peanut butter.
Is there?
Yeah.
Yeah, Teddy's peanut butter.
Oh, because I know
like,
some...
It's just like mashed peanuts.
Well, quick plug there.
Sorry.
Yeah, send Teddy. Us a check. Yeah, it wasn't for free. Nothing's for free. I will be sending an email to your management.
Yeah, damn it, Teddy.
Yeah, you're not going to get away with that. Not on this program.
You got the peanut gallery working at the peanut farm. What's going on here?
God. I like that a lot.
Oh,
so,
my God.
Yeah, I'm hoping to drop a little bit of weight. I'm like I was 190 when I got started. I'm 4 days into this. Last time I weighed myself, I'd already lost 2 pounds.
Oh,
so,
that's good.
Yeah, I'm hoping to maybe drop like 10 to 15. There's stages. There's like stage one is the thing I'm doing right now. That's 2 weeks. And then stage two is like I can slowly start adding back in sugars and starches and things like that on a limited basis.
You know what I had while I was out in Massachusetts?
Don't.
Fried clams.
Damn.
Fantastic.
I like the clam part. The fried would get me in trouble, though. I could still have clams, I think.
So is stage three suicide?
Probably.
Because it looks like it's starting to get to you.
Yeah, I told you before, the biggest problem is just not... It's not that I'm hungry. I'm not hungry. But my mind is tricking me into thinking I'm hungry because I know I can't snack. So it's telling me, like, you can't snack. but you wish you could, don't you? Just look at that bag of chips sitting on that shelf. You wish you could crack that sucker open and down it in 5 minutes. And I'm like, oh, I do. Oh, God, I'm so hungry. And then I have to calm down. I'm like, wait, no, I'm not hungry. I just ate a little while ago. I'm going to be fine.
You're like the opposite of an R. Kelly song. Your body's telling you no, but your mind is telling you yes.
Basically, yeah.
Nothing wrong with a little bump and grind or cookies and chips. That's your version.
I want that on a t-shirt. Nothing wrong with bump and grind, dot, 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 or cookies and chips.
That would go on the back. Copyrighted a freak accident. Don't take it.
Yeah,
it's
ours. We mailed it to ourselves. We put it in a safe and we threw it in the ocean. You can't get to it.
That's how you copyright things, kids.
Yeah.
It's simple. That's law.
That's old-timey Western law.
I don't know if the Western did it like that. Maybe pirate law.
You can't prove.
So should we have a countdown on the website for how long this diet lasts you?
No, because it's only 2 weeks. Like I said, the next stage is like slowly adding things back in. So.
And the third is the suicide watch.
Yeah.
Or you blow up because you just give up. You're just like, cookies!
Here's the thing. If I do decide to kill myself at the end of this, we will do it live on the show.
Oh,
so at least
lovely.
The listeners can take part and enjoy the sounds of my doom.
What kind of song intro do you want for that? I'll get that for you.
Let's do Hello Darkness. Yeah. Sound of Silence. The Simon and Garfunkel version, though. That's a good song to, you know.
I'm giving you the remix
dive
to
off
Ignition.
Dive off a bridge, too.
Remix to Ignition. That's it. Done.
How about Hey Ya?
Hey Ya! No, it's the remix to Ignition.
Go up to that giant bridge up north of us and just jump off of it. The one up in Clark Summit. That huge one.
Where they have the fencing up now because so many people jumped off of it.
I can climb fences, though, okay? That ain't stopping me. I'm determined to do that job, and it's going to happen.
Especially if there's a cookie up there.
What are we talking about this week?
Oh, we're talking about a tech update.
Oh, there was so much that went down today.
Yeah, today, at the time of this recording anyway, we had big, big events from Sony and events from Apple talking about new technology. So we're going to get to that. We've got the roast of Rob Lowe, which I didn't even know was happening.
And it turned into the roast of Ann Coulter.
And that's really what the focus has been on and will be on this show. Rob Lowe, what has he done lately to earn himself a roast?
Wishing he was on St. Elmo's Fire. The Grinder. He was on that. That got canceled.
Yeah.
So
he was on Parks and Rec, too, wasn't he?
I think.
I'm pretty sure he was.
Anyways.
I thought the roasts were for big name people, though, or like big name has-beens.
Again, Rob Lowe.
They ran out of. Rob Lowe was never a big name.
Yes, he was.
Though, was he?
He was huge.
When?
He was massive back in the 80s.
Was he?
Huge.
Who was he? What did he do?
Well, he was on St. Elmo's Fire.
Right.
And then he was on. He was pretty much the Dreamboat back then.
Huh.
He was the lovable one. Oh, you know what?
What else are we talking about,
We're also talking about a woman who is trying to become the fattest woman in the world.
Okay, let's go back to Rob Lowe.
This is great.
It makes me happy that I'm on this diet reading that story.
Oh.
10 bad habits that make you look really unprofessional, so we're going to help you prim up at work a little bit.
We're also going to tell you the prep work for a freak accident.
Yes. Yeah, the things that we definitely plan on doing every single episode. And we're going to have a commemoration of 9/11 because the 15th year that we remember is coming up on Sunday.
Sunday.
So we're going to do a little bit of a remembrance thing there as well. So all that and plenty of giggles and laughs on the way in this episode of A Freak Accident.
Just not a bag of potato chips.
A Freak Accident. It's the best mistake ever made.
Yes, I love technology, but not as much as you see. But I still love technology, always and forever.
It's a technology segment here on A Freak Accident. I love that beat, that hot beat.
Get you one to plug in the PlayStation.
Just leave that on. We can fist pump the rest of the podcast.
Yeah, please don't.
Who has the ecstasy? Come on.
So, there was a big tech event today. There
two.
Were two, actually.
Two
and
huge
there's
ones.
Some other tech news that we're going to get to as well. So, are you ready to kick this off with Apple?
Let's do it.
Technology.
I wasn't expecting that. It was awesome. All right. So Apple had a big event today where they unveiled some new stuff coming to their stores or their product lines.
This used to be something we'd wait for, like, in a couple years, every couple years, but now it's yearly.
Right, and it's also not anywhere near as impactful as it used to be.
Well, no, because it would be like the new iPhone would come out 2 years later or 3 years later, and you'd be like, oh my God.
Plus, Steve, when Steve Jobs was running the joint, they were the industry leaders. They were breaking boundaries, and they were, you know, crossing into new frontiers of technology. Do you remember when he introduced the iPad?
Oh, that was huge.
It was crazy.
Massive.
Yeah. Now it's like, we've got a phone, another phone, a new iPhone. It's basically the same, but it's more expensive. So buy it, please.
It's smaller. It's bigger. It's smaller. It's bigger. We'll change every year.
Yeah. That's basically what happened today. They unveiled the iPhone 7. I was kind of tracking on social media a little bit, the reactions. Everybody seemed to kind of feel very meh about it, just not impressed at all.
I think the weirdest thing about this, you expect leaks to come from, like, these seedy sites that get information before anybody else. No, their own Twitter leaked the information before the announcement.
Well, they probably did that on purpose.
Yeah.
Well, they definitely did, but I'm like, wouldn't you just wait?
It was supposed to be one Eastern. You set it for one Himalayan or whatever it was.
Why?
You ruined it. So anyway, the new iPhone 7 and 7 Plus. Those are the big new gadgets that were released. Let's see. The big thing is that the new iPhone is water resistant. Although those of us who are Samsung fans and Android users already have phones that are waterproof. The Samsung S7, the Note 7, yeah. All those lines of phones, they're all waterproof. So we already beat you there, and ours is better because waterproof is better than water resistant.
I always picture, I think water resistance is a bad word. It makes it seem like when the water goes by, it actually like waves back. Like it turns into a tidal wave, like, no!
I mean, I'm surprised it's taken this long for all these companies to start developing water-resistant and waterproof technology.
Well, they lose their business if you waterproof everything.
He said the same thing today.
I did.
Well, yeah, what else are they going to do? You can't drop your phone anymore and break it, and now, you know, it's waterproof, so now you don't have to buy a new one. So now it's going to be the, what's the word I'm looking for there? The inner workings of the phone that's going to break all the time.
Oh, okay, yeah. You're going to need to get...
I'm just having a brain fart.
Like they're going to make it so that the motherboards like just fry after a year or whatever. Yeah, yeah, maybe. Yeah, because that was your conspiracy theory today.
You said,
yeah, it's probably because they want you to drop it in lakes and pools and stuff because when it goes bad, you got to go buy another one, and then they get to double dip on you.
And this is going to cause a big problem. You have all these marine biologists and everybody going underwater. Now they're going to be distracted on their phone. Oh, got to catch a Pikachu over here. Hang on.
Yeah. Apparently, though, the big thing on this phone is the new camera. They've got a wide-angle and telephoto lens on it. And apparently the camera it has a built-in optical stabilization. So in other words, it automatically white balances. It automatically contrasts. It automatically does a brightness adjustment to take the best quality picture it possibly can.
But what are the megapixels on it?
That's the thing. I'm looking here. I'm trying to find it, and I'm not sure if they have it in this article.
You know, Mickey, you're an art person, so maybe you could be the voice of these artists. Somebody who takes pictures all the time, does this just make them mad? Now everybody can have a white balance, it's all perfect, and they didn't do anything but pull out their phone.
No, because people still don't have an eye. You either have an eye or you don't have an eye, regardless of if the phone is fixing it for you.
Okay, well, I guess that's true. But they can get a lucky shot.
Sure you can.
And then
it happens
plenty. Yeah.
Has four LEDs to produce 50% more light when the flash is in use, lets in 50% more light as well. There's nothing in here about megapixels, though. So megapixels probably the same as what it's been. What's it at now?
8 to 16. My new one's 21.
Okay, so it's probably up in the realm of 20, I would assume. Again, that for whatever reason, this article off of Gizmodo doesn't go into detail on what the megapixels are.
If they didn't mention it, it probably didn't improve.
Let me search it real quick. Let me see if I just search iPhone 7 megapixel.
Yeah, because I think Jeff's Apple is
He uses
8.
An iPhone?
Yeah. Makes it really confusing for me.
It's an 8?
Okay. It's
no,
a
no, no, no.
21.
Okay.
It is 21.
21 megapixels. Okay, same. But again, it's right there with the competition. It's not anything that you can't already get in another phone.
Yeah.
You know, Mickey's, or do you have the iPhone?
No, I have a Motorola thingamajigger.
But there you go. You know, okay, so you're struggling to keep up with Motorola. Motorola already beat you to 21, and now, okay, you're catching up. You're not surpassing. That's kind of, I guess a lot of people were let down by that.
Well, going back to the Steve Jobs thing, if you ever saw his movie, the documentary with Ashton Kutcher in it, they explained on how he was willing to take the company down in the ground money-wise just so they could come back up, so they were up to date. Now they're just looking to stay stable and keep making money.
Well, that's the whole thing. To make money, you have to spend money.
Yeah.
Yeah. Another thing is they did completely away with, on the new phone, and a lot of people are getting mad about this, the 3.5-millimeter headphone jack is gone on the phone.
What's the point of having iTunes on there?
Well, now... well.
Now you have to buy a, what is it, Bluetooth headset?
Well, this is, we're getting into that. Here's the thing. When the phone comes with you, it comes with their quote-unquote lightning port on the bottom, which is not micro USB, I don't think. It's something different.
Of course it is.
Because even though it's, you know, it's actually, I think, a government regulation that all devices have to use micro USB now, I think they get away with it by having a converter in there.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
But here's the thing. So it's going to come with a set of headphones that have the lightning port tip at the end. But here's the thing. That's the same port you use to charge.
Oh, so that's ridiculous.
So you can't charge and listen to music at the same time.
Well, you can get a split adapter. No, you get a split adapter.
I mean, I guess you could.
You're spending more money, though.
Well, of course.
Yeah, it also comes with a thing where it will give you... it has the lightning port, and then on the other end, it's a converter, so it converts to the 3.5-millimeter. But, again, can't charge and listen at the same time.
Unless you have the Bluetooth.
And assuming the splitter works the way it's supposed to, that you can create two functions out of there if one thing's charging and the other thing, if you know what I mean? If one thing's putting stuff in, the other thing's taking stuff out, I don't know if it works like that.
I think you could probably get away with it.
But here was the catch. They want you to buy their special new headphones called AirPods now. They're wireless earbuds that cost $150.
Oh, my God.
Course.
The phone is like $300 and something bucks.
Try like $800.
What happens when you lose these things? Because they're just, literally, it's just a bud. It's about, what, an inch and a half long, maybe? It just fits in your ear? Yeah, guess what? You're going to be misplacing those real, real easy, especially if you have awkward-shaped ears like mine.
This is what I hate about Apple products. Is while they all function together, like a Mac with an iPhone,
they
and
they only function together.
Exactly, and you can't get any third party to get into it.
That was another thing I was just going to say, is that these EarPods, or these AirPods, they function using this special communications chip that's exclusive to Apple products.
Right.
So it's not like you have to buy these headphones or an Apple headphone if you want to use the wireless functionality with the phone.
Ridiculous.
You can't just use Bluetooth. They can't just say, oh, well, we're going to make it Bluetooth accessible and just have any Bluetooth device be able to plug in. No, it's got to be an Apple-certified device using the Apple-coded communication thing to be able to communicate between them. And that's, I mean, that, but it's because it's a racket. They want you to keep buying their stuff so that they could keep charging more money, or they want companies to produce stuff using their specs so that they can charge them for the intellectual property rights and everything else.
And it's just, so you never go to Microsoft, you never go to a third party and be able to use their stuff at a cheaper price.
I think that's why more people are into Motorola, more people are into Samsung, because it's basically open source.
Oh, yeah.
If you can create a Bluetooth device, guess what? The phone will pair with it.
And Motorola doesn't break on me.
Oh, there's that, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's ridiculous, function, though. And they also are coming out with a new Apple Watch, which is going to come in a new style called ceramic. Is it actually going to be ceramic?
Oh, that's not good at all.
Yeah.
You drop that.
Apparently, it's going to be faster, and it's going to have better, I don't know, graphics, I guess? I don't know.
I think that's like,
it's
new, stupid.
It's water-resistant, includes GPS, has the brightest display of any Apple product ever.
So we're worried about people looking at their phones to check it while they're driving, and now you're going to have someone looking at their wrist while they're trying to find a direction, going, hey, yeah, I'm fine.
Well, there's a new Mario game coming to Apple products, too.
Oh, so they teamed up with Nintendo.
Super Mario Run. Yeah.
Oh, Well, I'm going to run away from that. I'm not getting it.
I'm never going to buy an Apple product, and I'm perfectly okay with that. Let's move on.
Technology.
Yeah, because Apple's just going to make me sad. Sony had an event today as well. Not really huge. It's kind of something everybody was speculating.
Not only that, they announced it. This was more giving giving the details towards these products.
The PlayStation 4 Pro is the new thing coming out. Yeah, it's basically, again, they're trying to dip back into the people who bought the PlayStation 4 and get them to buy another console before they come out with the next-gen console. So the new thing is it's actually very impressive from a specs point of view. It's almost got the power of a PC, which is, when in terms of gaming, a computer, a PC, can do a lot more than your standard video game console.
Depending on what you have in your PC. Well, your basic PC, absolutely not.
Obviously, yeah. You go buy something off the rack at Walmart, it's not going to have near the processing power. But for the people who build their own computers to be able to do gaming, like, PC's still head and shoulders above the rest. But this one's kind of getting Sony caught up a bit.
And the big thing everybody was talking about, it could go in 4K Ultra HD.
Which, again, is the thing now. Everybody's talking about 4K. So what do I got to buy another freaking TV now because HD is not HD enough? Now it's 4K HD?
Are they pulling the same thing that they did with the 4 where you can't use games from the previous consoles?
Oh, no. These are going to be, you know, you could use 4 on 4 Plus.
Pro, okay.
You know,
4
Pro. You can use the 4 games on 4 Pro.
Murderer was furious about that. He finally caved in and got the 4 when everything, you know, when he finally finished all of his games.
Right.
But he was like, I have to give up all of my games to go get a new console.
Yeah.
I mean, right now, to say you're eliminating 3, 2, and 1 now, that's okay, because 4 has been around for so long.
My thing is just with the resolution already, 4K, honestly, look at an HD resolution, just normal HD, and then look at 4K, and tell me if there's a really substantial difference.
No, there is.
At what point is that difference, though, going to run out? Because the human eye can only see so much. I can't see into the fourth dimension, so you being able to give me a fourth dimensional TV isn't going to do me any good in a couple of years.
I'll tell you this. I went down to Best Buy to see the difference when 4K first came out, and they had an HD one next to it. And I'm looking at it. They're playing the same movie. And I'm like, 4K actually looks like 3D without 3D glasses.
Okay.
That's how crisp it is. And then I walked outside and I got mad.
Yeah.
Because life was not good enough.
Look at reality. This is a terrible resolution.
Yeah, when are they going to update the trees?
Yeah.
Because I'm mad.
Those trees are really blurry.
It's dim. The colors aren't as bright.
It's not as sharp.
I want 4K life.
Yeah. And that's the thing. You can't get it. It looks hyper real. And I don't like that. It gives me a headache after a while. I'm okay with just normal HD.
It's probably because of the so much light coming through.
It could be, yeah.
And get ready, because once all the channels catch up with 4K, you're going to see a lot more celebrities getting more vein, getting more surgeries, because you're going to be able to see the tiniest piece of dirt on their face at this point.
That's what makeup's for.
Exactly. They're going to be completely plastic at one point.
That's fine.
Good point. No, that's terrible. Oh, my God.
So now we're also, the other thing that they announced was that we're getting an updated version of the PS4, which is the PlayStation Slim. It's basically, it's just
smaller.
PS4, just smaller. It fits on your shelf a little bit better. And only $299, too, which is not bad.
That's a good move.
Yeah.
They did that with the PlayStation 3, I want to say. And they did the same thing, made it smaller, made it more cost effective. And it caused more people to buy it.
Well, you got to figure the console's been out for a couple years already now.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe there's somebody like me who hasn't gotten one yet. It's like, okay, this is now more incentive for me to go out and drop some money because it's not $500, it's $300.
Exactly.
And it's smaller, so I don't got to find room for it on my freaking TV.
Yeah.
You know, or on the shelf stand, where my TV sits, the TV stand.
It's
perfect. So yeah, good job, Sony. I look forward to buying a PS4 Slim, which I probably will now.
All right.
I expect a check from them now as well.
Technology.
And one last piece of news. If you were unfortunate enough to buy a Samsung Galaxy Note 7, which we mentioned before,
2 weeks ago,
I hope you've got your pockets, your upper legs, and your groinal areas intact. Because they were all recalled because they were exploding.
Why does Samsung have issues with exploding stuff?
I don't know. It's something in their batteries.
Because they were the same company where the dryers were blowing up.
Was it?
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. I'm almost 100% she's right.
They build it, it goes too fast. And then it heats up and it goes bam.
Yeah, people were charging their phones and they were just blowing up, which bothers me because I keep mine charging while I'm sleeping and my alarm's on it. So I'm just picturing, you know, I go to sleep, start charging my phone, I wake up, I'm in the emergency room.
Yeah. Right.
Listen, I didn't pick that alarm setting.
It explodes your head, yeah.
I want it to be loud, I want it to buzz, but I don't want it to explode. Yeah. I'm fine. If I don't wake up at that point, let me be.
That's the thing, you still didn't wake up because it put you in a coma.
Yeah, I'm on fire. I was awake for a second.
It blew off a chunk of your skull.
I woke up to say this.
Ah, technology. We all love it, though. Up next, the roast of Rob Lowe that became the roast of...
Ann Coulter.
Yes. Oh. It's a freak accident.
Look up A Freak Accident on Instagram.
You're so beautiful.
Get an exclusive peek inside the podcast with pictures and videos of our recording sessions and general tomfoolery. Not to mention, you can see for yourself that the face for radio thing is 100% true.
Do you have any idea how completely gross that is?
Follow us at A Freak Accident.
I can hear the music playing.
Oh, that just gets me charged up.
I'm okay with it. Come on, Mickey.
It's like we're at the end of an 80s movie. And we're all like jumped up, froze, with the freeze frame.
Freeze frame. That's how every 80s movie ended. I swear they all had this song, too.
Yeah.
This is a great song to run to.
Yeah, you feel energized.
Yeah.
And it was the show, St. Elmo's Fire, that starred, well, had one of the stars as Rob Lowe.
Yes, and Rob Lowe was recently the victim of a Comedy Central roast. I didn't even know this was happening. Shows how much I watch Comedy Central anymore.
Yeah.
But, I mean, yeah, I guess they've run out of Charlie Sheen's and Saget's and Pamela Anderson's.
They've been doing this consistently, and they really have gone down. The roasts aren't like they were when... I can't even think who the original host was. Dean Martin.
Yes.
When it was Dean Martin's roast, they were top-notch at one point. Yeah. It was like an honor, because once you got roasted, you were part of the club that got to make fun of everybody else.
Right.
Now it's just everyday people.
Right.
Martha Stewart and everybody.
We pull
like
people
that.
In off the street. Yeah, just random idiots to come in and tell jokes.
And we got the most recent idiot.
Yeah, because this is really... What we're talking about is not necessarily the roast of Rob Lowe, which I'm sure was fine. The thing everybody's been talking about is, for whatever reason, they asked Ann Coulter to come and be a part of the roast. And for whatever reason, she said yes.
So who is Ann Coulter?
She is a known, like, Trump supporter. She works on Fox?
She is one of the most annoying, loud, ignorant, arrogant, stupid political commentators on the planet.
Forgot
okay.
Racist.
Racist, right. She's one of, let's put it this way. You know the stereotypes about Republicans and people on the right?
She fits it to a T.
She embodies it.
Okay.
That's where some of it comes from, is people like her. Okay.
Gotcha.
So why they asked her, I don't know. Because why she said yes, I don't know.
Because look at what we're doing right now.
We're
they
talking about
knew
her.
This was going to be a bomb.
She's got a stupid new book out, too, about Trump.
She That's talked about it a lot.
Did she during her roast?
Yeah.
I think the bigger thing, though, when she wasn't talking about that and trying to promote herself, was her jokes were terrible. She was not funny. For instance, here's what she tried to go after Nikki Glaser.
If you've ever asked yourself, who do I have to screw to get a TV show in Hollywood, Nikki has the actual list.
That wasn't too bad. It wasn't too bad, but it was more like a high school joke.
Having listened to these before we started the show, I did notice one thing. She can't speak.
No.
She got nervous.
She was really nervous. And I'm thinking, you've been on television, you've given speeches in front of crowds of people at conventions and things like that. I mean, I can't speak, but I don't have it. I don't pretend that I'm any good at it.
No.
With her, I mean.
Was she missing the teleprompter in front of her?
No, these were all her own jokes. I don't even know if she had a teleprompter. She had it
That's
in front of
I'm
her,
saying.
Though. That's
what I'm saying. Did she have a teleprompter? Because if she didn't, she was probably, woohoo.
Every single one of these clips, though, you hear her stumble over her words at least once. It's like, just stay home at that point.
Now, she is claiming that Comedy Central edited it to make her look stupid.
Oh, sure, yeah. They definitely made these jokes not funny yeah. in post.
Maybe they edited together the bad ones, but you still said them.
Here was her joke going after David Spade.
I'm hoping to persuade you all to vote for Trump.
Okay.
But most of all, I want you, David, because it would prove the media is lying when they say that Trump won't get the vote of a single spade.
Yeah, that's racist. That's really, really, really racist.
See, I didn't know that term was a racist term. He had to explain it to me.
Yeah, neither did I.
Yeah, that is an old-timey, very bad name for a black person.
Spade.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Yeah, I didn't know. But.
Like, the joke was on par in what she was saying. She said it pretty clearly, but there's certain things you don't go to, and bringing up that word... You might as well just go, hey, say the N-word.
At least her joke with regard to Peyton Manning wasn't racist, but it still wasn't funny.
Peyton Manning, I applaud your conservative convictions. I know you're a big supporter of Jeb Bush. That's a political contribution that will pay handsomely. Jeb got 4 delegates, which makes me laugh harder than any of the jokes tonight.
Especially yours.
She's not funny at all.
Don't try to bring your political knowledge into a roast.
Seriously, again, I trip over my words enough on this show. We've all heard that. But I don't trip over them nearly as much as she does. Just trying to formulate a sentence, I don't understand. How do you not know how to speak?
Well,
she's one of those, oh, you gotta come to this country, you gotta learn English. She's one of those. You don't even know how to speak English.
I mean, I'm going to say to her defense, she was put in front of a crowd that was not her regular thing to do. She was trying to do something she's not meant to do.
Then say no when they ask you to do it.
Right, say no when they ask you to do it. And it's also because she probably had to memorize instead of having that teleprompter in front of her. So you're going from a completely different aspect. But yeah, I think the whole reason she probably did it was to promote her book.
Well, that's the good thing, is she doesn't really have to try hard to memorize how to be terrible. That just comes naturally
sure.
to her. It's like her joke against Rob Riggle, which was Riggle. It was many, many layers of bad.
I'm honored to share this stage with a patriot, Rob Riggle. Thank you for
Riggle.
Your service.
It's Riggle.
You were a Marine for over 20 years. You've seen things no man should have seen, including The Daily Show with Trevor Noah.
There's the first boom.
Yeah. That,
you got his name wrong!
She's kind of right about that, though. The Daily Show with Trevor Noah is terrible.
But what a terrible joke.
Yeah. At that point, you probably lost the room. Nobody's laughing at you at that point. That's the thing. If you don't start strong in a comedy routine, you lose people quick, and you can't get them back after a certain number of botched jokes.
Yeah, yeah.
Finally, she went after Pete Davidson.
I once thought Pete Davidson was just like Obama, biracial goofball who ruined a once beloved institution, but it turns out I was wrong. Pete's not biracial.
Good one!
And now for the man of the hour...
Yeah, he's the guy from SNL. That's what she was saying. He ruined the institution of SNL. Listen, don't put that blame on him. There was many people that have ruined SNL.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah. Well, she finally got to Rob Lowe himself.
The man of the hour, the 1 hour left in his career, Rob Lowe. I'm a big fan of Rob Lowe's work, especially, of course, the taped threesome. To this day, that remains the most authentic performance I have ever seen at a Democratic National Convention.
Okay, that was pretty good.
More political jokes.
But that, I think it happened at the Democratic National Convention.
Oh, did it really?
Yeah, I think that was actually pretty good.
All right, that I'll give her that one then. Apparently her next-to-last joke was pretty funny, too.
A few years ago, there was talk of Rob Lowe replacing Charlie Sheen when the government was deciding who to give AIDS to next.
That actually is pretty funny.
And these were all her jokes. That's the thing. That was spot on.
Yeah, but she didn't end strong.
Rob's last show was called The Grindr. Hard to believe that a TV show named after a gay dating app wouldn't be a huge hit.
You tried to be topical, you ended with a dud.
Yeah.
end with the AIDS joke.
that one went over really, really well.
Yeah.
But the best part of this whole thing was when everybody went after her.
Oh, it was supposed to be the roast of Rob Lowe, and it flipped.
Ann Coulter, if you're here, who's scaring the crows away from our crops? Last year we had Martha Stewart, who sells sheets, and now we have Ann Coulter, who cuts eye holes in them.
Looks like she's having a good time. I haven't seen you laugh this hard since Trayvon Martin got shot.
Ann Coulter is one of the most repugnant, hateful, hatchet-faced bitches alive. But it's not too late to change, Ann. You could kill yourself.
Ann Coulter has written 11 books, 12 if you count Mein Kampf.
Ann's against gay marriage. What's your thinking on that? If I can't get a husband, they shouldn't either.
Why is Ann Coulter here tonight? Answer? Because the Right to Lifers wanted everyone to see what an abortion looks like up close.
Oh! I just realized that I am not the only athlete up here tonight. As you all know, earlier this year, Ann Coulter won the Kentucky Derby.
And you know, Ann, after seeing your set tonight, I think we've all witnessed the first bombing that you can't blame on a Muslim.
Oh my God! Oh. Rob Lowe still has it. And Peyton Manning. That guy, yeah. That dude's funny.
No, they gutted her. The best thing, though, is you can go to the Google machine and type in Ann Coulter roast and just watch her facial expressions while people were insulting her. Everyone looked like a stake through the heart, like of a vampire. You know what a vampire looks like when you stake her? Every single joke looked like that.
Oh, they weren't like, hey, we're going to be fun with you and everything like that. No, they took daggers at that point.
Did she... You keep saying these are her own jokes, though. Did she actually write her own jokes?
She wrote her own jokes, and they talked about it. The writers of Comedy Central did an after show on Facebook Live.
Okay.
And they said that she used none of their jokes.
Because this is what I was going to say. I've always wondered, the average people who come in off the street, there's no way everybody is that funny.
No. They normally would write them some.
So they offer them some jokes to help them get through the roast.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which is nice.
Sure.
But then they said that they took a puppet, like they made it like Ann Coulter, and they decided to recite the jokes they wrote. And I don't know. They weren't any better.
Yeah. Here's the jokes from the professional writers at Comedy Central.
Good evening, America. I'm here to honor Rob Lowe, and I have to say, Rob, it's nice to finally not be the most hated person in the room. Peyton Manning is a model citizen, and his forehead is a model for the wall that Trump's going to put between the U.S. and Mexico.
Yeah, really, really funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's be matter of fact. That's great.
Rob Lowe is like America. He hasn't been great since Reagan was president. And unemployment is becoming more and more of a problem for him.
That was actually kind of funny.
It's funny, but it's relying way too much on the political part of it.
Well, I think that was probably, their idea was probably similar to hers. Like, she's known for being a political figure.
Right.
Give her political jokes.
But you totally knocked out your young end.
True.
With that joke. Completely.
Giving you a roast is the worst decision Comedy Central's made since they replaced John Stewart with a South African child. That's a Trevor Noah joke. The one immigrant I'm most excited to see get deported. Am I white, people? Am I white?
That's pretty bad.
Those are bad.
And who's saying that you're going to have any younger crowd? It's Rob Lowe. The younger crowd doesn't even know who he is.
But they love the roast.
That's true.
You know, the whole roast isn't making fun of that person. It's more like you saw with Ann Coulter.
Right.
It's making fun of everybody, and they just enjoy the dirty jokes and everything like that. But those were the Comedy Central writers. That's bad.
Yeah. Well, in any case, Rob Lowe, I hope you were honored. Ann Coulter, go away.
Terrible.
I was going to say something much more mean, but, you know, I don't want to pile on after that.
Yeah.
Up next, the fattest woman on earth is trying to get fatter on a freak accident.
Ooh.
Abraham Lincoln once said, whatever you are, be a good one. Maybe we should rethink this show. You're listening to A Freak Accident.
Crisco, this should make you feel better.
It does. My diet, my goal, my weight loss goal suddenly doesn't seem so out of reach.
No, not at all. It's all because of this wonderful lady.
I am, now when I first read this story, I'll admit I threw up. And yeah. then after I stopped throwing up because there was nothing left in my stomach, I slipped on my throw up, hit my head, and went into a coma for a few hours.
I saw it on social media a couple times, and they didn't give you any warning. You just saw the picture.
Yeah. This is Monica Riley. She's 27 years old, and she is a model, apparently.
A plus size model.
A plus size, yeah, a BBW model. And we talking BBW.
Capitalize that.
700 pounds is what she weighs right now.
But she has a new goal.
Yeah, she's not satisfied with that, and she was featured on a program that was kind of propagated by the New York Post.
Weighing 700 pounds, supersized model Monica is morbidly obese, but she's got no plans to lose weight.
The ultimate goal is to be 1,000 pounds, to be able to take up an entire seat like this one. I'd want to be the fattest woman in the world. And become immobile.
Wait, become immobile?
She can't even breathe.
Yeah, no. The tremendous weight already upon her is crushing her lungs. So every word needs a gaping breath between it.
And this isn't making fun of people that want to lose weight. She doesn't want to lose weight. We're reiterating the fact she wants to gain more.
Listen, there are plenty of people who are overweight out there, all right?
Yeah.
You aren't 700 pounds and wanting to get fatter.
She's going to become immobile when she's in a box.
And she's 6 feet under the ground.
Yeah, a piano box at this point.
You should tell her, listen, it's impossible to be immobile. You know, we ride around the sun once a year. We're always in motion, so it's impossible to be immobile. Haha. Give up on your stupid dream.
No, the world revolves around her. She has an orbit.
She's probably got
my
gravity.
God.
At 1,000 pounds, though, the human skeleton can only support so much weight, right?
Right. Yeah, wait, here's my question, though. For somebody who wants to gain weight, wouldn't you want to gain muscle? Because doesn't muscle weigh more than fat?
Yeah, because a pound of muscle weighs more than a pound of fat.
Yeah, but she wants to be fat. You don't get it. She wants
I got your joke. Let's go. Keep...
Yeah. I had this big, stupid smile on me waiting for Mickey to come to the realization. So, but yeah, I don't... Maybe? I don't know. I don't know if necessarily weight is her goal, though, as much as it is size.
Yeah, like the mass.
Yeah, like she's talking about you want to be immobile. You can't put on that much muscle to the point where you can't move and you take up an entire couch.
No, yeah. That's the thing. The seat she was talking about was a couch.
Oh.
It was disgusting.
Yeah. So do you want to know what attracts her to being that large and being immobile?
I think
being
everyone
unable
does.
To move? Yeah. Yeah. Nobody does. No, that's not the right answer. Nobody wants to know, but we're going to tell you anyway. Yeah.
What attracts me to being immobile is you get to be like a queen. Like back in the Egyptian ages where like the fatter you were, the more loved you were, I guess.
I don't think that's historically accurate at all.
Yeah, that wasn't Egyptian. That was like maybe 400 years ago when people with food tend to be a little on the larger side, but not morbidly obese.
Right. Not to the point where you couldn't move.
Not the point where you're eating as much as a small country.
I don't know if she's thinking of like the fantasy world where they would carry people on giant like podiums, like, you know, they'd have like an army of people with the thing over their shoulders, like carrying them along on their chair. It's like, but that's fantasy. That's not history. This definitely isn't anything from history.
But you still have to be on the light side for that many people to carry you.
True.
Not only that,
you're going to crush your servants.
Not only that, you just because you gain the weight doesn't mean you're going to be treated that way.
Right.
Even if that was true.
Yeah, now most people are going to not revere you. They're going to look at you and go,
or go, that's sad. Sad.
Yeah, because that's my response.
Mm-hmm.
You want to know how many calories she eats in a day?
Oh, sure.
On an average day, I'd probably eat between 6,000 and 8,000 calories a day.
Oh my, that's, you're eating as much as Michael Phelps did at his exercising age.
I was going to ask, how much did The Rock eat for his diet?
Probably about there.
Probably about that much, but he also exercises furiously.
Like I said, Michael Phelps, when he was training for the Olympics, ate about that much.
And he also doesn't eat dough or, you know, by the fistful. He eats lean meats and kind of the things that I eat now on this diet. Most of the stuff that The Rock eats that Michael Phelps ate probably.
It's it's sad that someone's mental state is that bad that she wants to get heavier.
She's got a boyfriend, though.
Oh, really?
The 27-year-old has the assistance of boyfriend Sydney.
Can you help me?
Yeah, no problem.
To see Monica getting bigger just makes me feel proud because she's achieving what she wants to do. I mean, of course, I'm not complaining. I've been into, you know, fat girls ever since I've been into girls, so, you know, I'm definitely not complaining.
Yeah, you said you're into fat girls. You didn't say you're into boats.
This is what makes me mad about the
I've always been so attracted to mountain ranges, and now I have one of my own.
What makes me mad about this whole situation is we're worried about people's health, and now we're glorifying a girl. And this is why, in case you're wondering why we're talking this way about her, this isn't smart, this isn't healthy, this isn't right.
This isn't, like I said before, this isn't just overweight.
This is a problem.
Yeah, this is a major, but she's going to end up dead.
Yeah, and she's becoming like a role model, I'm sure, saying, I want to be the fattest. So some young girl out there is like, that sounds like a great idea.
If you want somebody to, you know, be your servant, you can do that at a healthy, overweight weight.
Sure.
Where, I mean, because she's really to the point where she can't breathe.
Yeah.
I mean, just listening to her speak.
It looks like it's difficult for her to be mobile now.
Right.
I mean, I can't.
There's no way she could wash herself.
No, no way.
I mean, you want to be immobile, just have somebody chop off your legs. We'll stick you in a wheelchair or something. Be fine.
If that's your goal, yeah. I mean, that's the thing. What this is the problem, too, with modern society where any idea a person gets in their head is a good idea. You know what I mean? Where you're glorified, even if you have this fantasy in your head about a lifestyle that is unhealthy or not good for you or damaging to you, that's okay. We have to glorify it, though. This is kind of where this is coming from. You know what I mean?
She needs to get help.
Yeah.
That's what she needs.
Definitely.
She needs surgery. She needs a trainer. She needs everything.
And her boyfriend needs help, too, for wanting to kill her.
And, yeah, no, he needs to be arrested.
Yeah.
At this point.
For endangering her.
Yeah. So, right now, we are going to make a weight gain shake. Basically, I take strawberry Pop-Tarts. She likes strawberry Pop-Tarts. Heavy cream, ice cream, and 2% milk. Just blend it all together.
Helping Monica pile on even more pounds, Sydney often funnel feeds her.
Funnel feeds.
Funnel feeds. Admittedly, that shake sounds amazing, and I want to try it.
So, to describe this...
Especially my sugar-deprived self now. I definitely want to get me a taste of that.
To describe this... She puts in a they have a like a pitcher. She puts a tube in and they pour it in. She's given up on chewing. She's just pouring it down her throat.
Crisco, that's a diet deprived mind speaking. You don't want that. It's gross.
Okay. Thanks.
With the funnel thing, I think that's a guy. I can't think of the word.
You've been disgusting. Doing that a lot tonight.
Man, I am just like drawn a blank. Well, yeah, it's disgusting for one, but it's something that people watch, like porn, pretty much.
Oh.
Fetish. Fetish is the word I was looking for. Okay. There it is. Yeah.
Like the funnel kind of thing?
Yeah.
Mm. I mean, it looks, in this video, it looks like a beer bong, basically.
It probably is.
That's basically what he's using. You think like they put like one of those surgical cones around her like dogs get after a trip to the vet and he just like tosses donuts in there?
No, because then she would have to chew the food.
Then you can make a game out of it. Like, all right, let's see if I can score from across the room.
So regular food isn't normal. She has to eat regular food and get funnel fed this terrible calorie filled drink.
And this clip explains why.
I started funnel feeding when I met Sid. Sid encourages me because, you know, it's my goal and he wants to help me reach my goal.
Alright, babe, you ready to funnel?
I feel so good. I feel like I'm in heaven right now.
Her stomach's
hanging. My belly's really like, I mean, I'm still gonna eat more food, but it's full right now. And I'm like really turned on right now, so.
You know, if you want to torture yourself, we'll have the link posted up to this video over at afreakaccident.com. Crisco is now on his third stage of his diet, the death portion. Yeah.
I'm never eating again.
Bulimia is not an option, Crisco.
This isn't bulimia. This is just gag reflex is what this is. Don't watch this video. Seriously.
Freakaccent.com.
Yeah, yeah, but don't watch the video.
Do you enjoy listening to a freak accident?
Yeah, sure.
Visit our website for even more. There's stuff and things and pictures. So visit freakaccident.com and make some more mistakes.
All of these bad errors.
Let's admit it. You're sitting at work. You're an unprofessional hack. You're a loser. You're a downtrodden piece of pond scum.
You could be a part of a freak accident. That's right. Email us, freaks at freakaccident.com.
Yeah, we do have an open spot here since Ian's left. So, yeah, feel free to come use your usefulness pond scummery here on our program. But anyway, this is a segment that we teased last week. It is from Inc.com. That's INC.com. 10 bad habits that make you look really unprofessional. I'm going to see if we do any of these.
Probably.
I'm sure we know at least some people that do some of these while they're at work, at the office, wherever the case might be. This stuff makes you unprofessional. Number one, lazy profanity. And I've seen this at the top of every single one of these lists. Mickey, you're guilty of that?
Oh, absolutely.
So you're just throwing around F-bombs, S-bombs.
But of course.
Yeah, apparently it's not the profanity itself. Most adults are familiar with those words. It's the laziness of it. If someone uses the F word as an all-purpose adjective, it makes you wonder whether they're actually equally uncreative and slothful in everything they do.
Yeah, it's because I don't want to articulate words.
Right. That's one thing I've never understood. People who use that word as a pause rather than saying or they'll say
F.
You know what I mean? I never got that. It's like that seems really intellectually slothful to me.
Well, even when we're making this show, like our whole idea of not cursing was it's funnier to think of more creative ways to say things instead of just dropping F-bomb, S-bomb, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, challenge yourself to call someone a mossy tree stump as opposed to something else. You're welcome. Put that in the book. Number two is lateness. Being late.
Okay, no, I mean, that's pretty easy. I mean, not really surprising.
Yeah, I mean, it's something I think everybody struggles with at one point or another.
Especially when you're on your first job.
Yeah.
It's like, oh my God, like I don't know how I'm going to make it every day. You start getting late. You don't factor in traffic because you never had a job before.
Yeah. Routine helps. Getting into a routine.
You would think transitioning from school to job, though, that's pretty much the same routine, except instead of learning in a classroom, you're just putting that learning to work. So I'm kind of lost on that one.
Well, that's because you had periods off in between. This is all year round, you got to be there. There's no breaks.
Yeah.
You're going.
I'm not talking about the breaks. I'm talking about just showing up on time and not being late.
And for a while, you're good. And then you realize it's consistent. And you have to wake up every time like this way. And it'll break you down.
Yeah, 3 years into that, when your soul's slowly being sucked out and you realize you got 40 more years to go before retirement, yeah, I could see you breaking down in tears one morning and maybe being a little bit late to the office.
Yeah.
Could be. Number four is Pollyannishness.
Oh, that was a good Breaking Benjamin song. It was a great Breaking Benjamin song.
What is it?
Pollyannish implies having too much unrealistic optimism. I know I'm saying that word wrong. I don't care. Basically being too optimistic.
Okay. No. Well...
No, there is such a thing.
Our former CEO at the company we work for constantly making up numbers and making up statistics to make everybody think that, oh, hey, this isn't a flaming boat that's capsizing.
Band members have done that in the past.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah, when we first started out as podcasting, we got some very falsified information to make us seem like we're doing fine.
Yeah. And then we kept telling ourselves that, too, over time. Everything's fine. Nothing's the problem.
And
just keep on going and everything will get better.
Yeah.
Although we were young and dumb then.
Yeah.
I mean, we're old and dumb now, but at least we have age to
our
names.
We're smarter. We're smarter than dumb before.
Don't say things we can't take back.
No, we're smarter than we were. I'm not saying we're smart.
Number five is flightiness. Flightiness.
So you're like a dip.
Yeah. Fickle and irresponsible. Being that way is not professional.
So don't be a dope.
I skipped number three, which is leering.
What is leering?
What, like
leering,
staring at somebody?
Yes, leering at perhaps members of the opposite sex.
Why would I do that around the office?
I don't know, but apparently some people do, and it's a sign of unprofessionalism.
It's creepy is what it is.
You've never had a hunk of man meat walk in, and you're just like, ugh. You never
had
that happen? No,
no. Especially not at work.
I'm looking at you right now, Mickey.
I see this.
Yeah. Keep your eyes in the eye region.
Ah, that's why my lazy eye worked out so well.
There you go.
I was able to stare all I wanted. Nobody knew, and nobody was going to accuse the lazy eye kid of doing that.
Back to number six, disorganization, being disorganized.
Which you just did, going out of number.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, yeah. Good job, man.
Guilty.
You made the list.
All right, do I get an award?
I was really bad with that at first, but the current job at the radio station caused me. I mean, Crisco, you've seen the folders in my file. Right. It is literally the most intricate way.
Yeah.
If you can't find stuff in there, I don't know how.
At home, I live by organized chaos. At work, I'm completely organized.
Organized? It's still organized chaos.
Yes.
That's the key.
It's when you get to disorganization and just total entropy that things get bad.
I'm the only one that can find anything.
But you could find it.
Well, this is true.
Inarticulateness is number seven.
That ain't bad.
So Mickey said before, I don't like articulating my words. Guilty.
Well, yeah. So that kind of goes hand in hand with number one.
And this entire episode.
Yeah. Being, yeah, but she's right.
What's the word I'm looking for? I can't think. Where did it go?
Because I couldn't put a swear in there. It throws me off.
You couldn't just use your F pause, so you needed to just go, aw.
No, it's usually Sugar Plum Fairies.
Ah, gotcha. Yeah.
That's a good name for a band. Copyrighted.
Number eight is secrecy, keeping too many secrets around the office.
I don't like that either. When you see people close the door constantly at their office, there's certain people that's the only way they meet with people. And you're causing other people to get paranoid.
Yeah. Number nine, overpromising.
Oh yeah, you always underpromise.
Yeah, you always underpromise, because the other thing is, if you overpromise and you actually deliver, then they expect it from you all the time.
Absolutely.
If you underpromise and then you stick to your underpromise, you don't set expectations too high, so they know not to come to you and ask for too much outrageous things.
You see, I underpromise, overperform, and that's just consistently my.
Yeah, I underpromise and underperform. I keep myself down because then nobody expects anything really, you know, dramatic of me.
So that other one was laziness, or just checking? Okay.
Says the man named Lazy.
It's because of my eye. My eye is that way. Yeah. I don't strive to be like it.
And number 10 is cheating and lying.
Well, yeah.
Why?
I don't know. To get a promotion over somebody else, to earn the boss's favor, you might cheat, you might lie.
That happens all the time.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
It happens in our sales pit all the time.
Yeah, that's why it's called the pit.
Yeah,
it's where combat there all the time.
It's like the UFC of, like,
dude,
really dorky people.
The salespeople at the radio station, some of them historically, I don't think any of them there now would pull stuff like this, but historically, stealing clients right out from under another salesperson, you know, getting in, that's just...
Yeah, that was the past crew that had been eliminated.
Listen, corporate America can be cutthroat.
Yeah.
You know, it can be. It's unprofessional, according to this list, but it can be cutthroat. At least know how to look for something like that. And look how to maybe not use the F word as a pause. Just say or or just don't say anything. Just keep your mouth shut, and you'll seem inquisitive and thoughtful as opposed to just gutter trash.
Okay.
Do you realize what would happen if you missed an episode of A Freak Accident? Well, probably nothing. But knowing us, you really don't want to risk finding out.
Man, I can't believe it's been 15 years since September 11th, 2001. I still remember the day very vividly.
So do I. It's hard to believe people in high school now never saw it in person.
Yeah.
Or never saw it while it was happening.
Well, think about it. I think, like, in a year or two, the people who will be turning 18 weren't even born at the time when September 11th happened. Like, they were born after it.
Here's something really to think about. Now, I just said people in high school, starting high school, they never experienced it firsthand like we did.
Right.
Like, probably most of you listening did. Think about this. When they're learning about that in history, in 9 years,
right,
there are going to be teachers teaching it in history that never watched it.
That never witnessed it, that weren't alive when it happened.
That's crazy.
That is wild. Yeah.
Wow.
That is wild to think about. So 15 years, we're 15 years removed from it. And we just thought that we would do a little bit of a commemoration here on the show to honor the victims, the fallen, and also the heroes of the day by kind of just recounting where we were and what we remember about that day.
I think the moment I remember, I was in high school, I was a senior, and, well, the bad part is, right before the incident happened, I made it official with my first girlfriend. We decided to call it boyfriend, girlfriend.
Should have taken that as a maybe a sign from God that, that maybe this isn't going to work.
Yeah, but besides that point, I remember seeing the...
We're going steady. The worst terrorist attack in American history takes place. Ooh, I was getting signals.
I was going into my... it was like a career class to teach you about the next level. And we had... The TVs were already on. And I'm like, what happened? I see, you know, there's smoke coming from the building, and then there's reports that a plane went into it. I'm just thinking accident. You know, some pilot took the wrong turn, took off wrong, drunk, whatever. I'm like, you know, we're fine. And then as I'm leaving that class, the second plane hit. And I'm like, oh, my God. And you saw teachers crying.
Yeah.
You saw people leaving early because they had relatives in New York.
As people often forget, like when that first plane hit, I think most people were still assuming it was an accident until the second plane hit.
Yeah. I think everybody besides authority thought that. And it wasn't a scary situation. And like you said, until that second plane, where a documentary on firefighters was just happened to be there looking up.
Yeah.
And it hit. And I still get chills thinking about seeing that moment and being there for that moment. Oh, my God.
I remember I was in school myself. I was only in seventh grade at the time.
Okay.
I was a youngster. But I remember the one girl, I think we were in a lab of some kind. It was like a home ec lab or something like that. And the one girl in the class got called out of the room because her father, who worked in Manhattan,
oh my God,
was on the phone and like wanted to talk to her to let her know that he was okay, thankfully. But I guess he told her what was going on. And, like, she came back to the classroom, like, in tears, like, just looked terrified. And I'm like, what is up? And so my next class, I think, was English. When we walked in, the TVs were on. It was right after the second plane hit. And I remember the English teacher, he just looked at us and he said, he explained, he's like, this is a terrorist attack. Like, somebody is attacking us right now.
In seventh grade, now that's kind of on that breaking point. I know when I was senior, that's all we did in classes was watching.
Whole day. Yep.
So you were on that age range where they still let you watch the whole thing. That was our class. They said you're never going to learn more than you're going to learn right now.
I watched both of those buildings crumble.
Yeah.
I watched it on TV, live on television. You know, and I remember that was like when I started. Was like the first time I realized how dangerous place the world is.
Yeah, how scary it would be. As a senior in high school, I knew how dangerous the world could be, but I didn't realize we could get attacked.
Well, so I mean, like there was never a war as long as I was alive. You know what I mean? Well, granted, when I was real little, you know, George H.W. Bush, you know, had the Persian Gulf. I didn't remember that.
It was one
day
long.
You know what I mean? Clinton bombed Kosovo. I didn't remember that at all. I mean, basically, I remember hearing about it, but this was like the first real thing, like the first major conflict.
That you went through.
That I experienced in my life. And it was terrifying. It was terrifying to think that there were people out there who would just wantonly kill thousands of us for no apparent reason.
No. So,
I'm glad history class did you so well because we've been doing this for hundreds of years.
No, I know we have. I know it's been going on. My thing is this was the first one I experienced, the first one I sat through that I saw with my eyes.
Our high school, we watched in the auditorium, I think. I remember because they didn't initially let anybody know what was going on unless you had already gotten off the bus. And the high school that I went to, a lot of the people that were coming in were from 45 minutes away. So a lot of us missed what initially happened. Sure. Teachers didn't really bring it up until the second plane hit. And then they were like, okay, we're all going to go into the auditorium. We're all going to watch this for a little bit. Just understand what's going on. And then you're going back to your classes. It was forgot about for the rest of the day.
Wow,
you went back to classes. You let it go. If there were any kids that had parents that were in or family members that were involved, they were allowed to leave. But aside from that, they just wanted to
if that was
go
in,
on as a regular day.
If that was in Massachusetts, I mean, you guys are kind of relatively...
It's still a good 5-hour drive down to
Manhattan. Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
It's still like, I go with what my teacher said. You couldn't learn more than what you learned at that day. There wasn't a math problem I was going to do that was going to teach me more about what life than that moment. And watching, it still gets me sick to my stomach, watching people that decided jumping from 85 floors up was a better option. Think about that mentality, that was the better option at that moment.
Yeah.
I can't even imagine. It's scary to think. I mean, we can never say it won't happen again.
You don't know if it won't happen again.
Because it's happened.
Yeah.
On the mainland.
It's happened in other countries since then.
Yeah.
Not attacks of necessarily that magnitude or with planes or anything, but there have been terrorist attacks.
Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah, 15 years removed from it. I mean... That new freaking tower looks amazing, though, doesn't it?
Yeah, no, it does. It's a pretty cool memorial.
Like a giant middle finger right in the middle of lower Manhattan.
Yeah. I mean, if you know somebody who may have had an effect, just make sure to give them a pat on the back. Make sure to call them. Even if you just call it the BS.
Call them. You know, give them a hug, because 15 years, I mean, that was terrible. And again, our hats are always off to those who were there that day, who experienced it, who suffered through it, especially those people who were heroic in those moments. I mean, it's just...
And the people who fought in the wars after and the ones that are going on right now that have all perpetuated from that event.
Yep. Yeah, that event has caused everything that's been going on. So, you know, just...
Think about them.
Think about it.
Think about all those people. In fact, I urge you to watch the History Channel just to... It's hard to watch, but watch it again.
Yeah.
Just because those people deserve
know
that.
Why things right now are happening the way that they are.
Yeah.
Because the world was changed by a few terrible people.
And respect the people that were involved in any fashion.
That's why the saying is, never forget, my friend.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Anyway... that's about time we wrapped up this show. Mickey, what do the listeners need to do to keep track of a freak accident?
Well, they need to go to afreakaccident.com and click connect on the menu bar. They can find us on all of our social media pages, and they can also find us on iTunes and hit subscribe or leave us a review
or do both.
Yeah. Yeah, of course. Then I forgot. Oh, yeah, send us an email.
Right, send us an email.
At freakaccident.com.
And what do they need to send us an email about?
Anything they want.
Anything they want.
No.
Especially, though, if you've got a problem, we'll solve it. So send us your problems, choose to remain anonymous or not. We'll give you the best advice that podcasting can offer. And also, don't forget, if you're an Android user, too, Google Play Music or wherever podcasts are downloaded. Thank you for taking the time to download and listen to the show this week. We will have another guest on the show again next week on the podcast.
Yeah.
And we will also be talking about the creepiest things that hikers and campers have seen in the woods. Some of these stories will send shivers down your spine.
Not looking forward to that.
Thank you for downloading and listening this week. We'll see you again next time around. For a freak accident, my name is Crisco.
I'm Lazy E.
I'm Mickey, and we're reminding you
that some things in life are a given.
Until there's a freak accident. I can hear the music
playing. Party's over, dude.
Now I bring you the worst news ever. The show is over. You're the kind of person who doesn't learn from their mistakes. A freak accident will be back with an all-new episode next week.
Thou shalt not miss it.
A freak accident is a Solar Flare Media production, all rights reserved. Thanks for listening.